At first, the staff and students at Sultan Muhammad Tambari Arabic Secondary School in Ilela, Sokoto State, were disappointed when the government instructed them to close their boarding facility and merge with a different school in the metropolis. Then, something happened that changed their minds. One night, towards the end of May, terrorists invaded the neighboring village of Gidan Kamil, but vigilantes were able to repel the attack. As they left for a different community, the terrorists passed through the secondary school's premises. The principal, Abubakar Hassan, believes the students could have been harmed if the school still operated its boarding facility. Hearing about the incident, the students were frightened. Before many of them resumed school, the principal had to travel down to Ilela to convince them that attending classes during the day was still safe. Welcome to a new episode of the Crisis Room podcast. I am Maryam Mustafa. In this podcast, we look at crisis trends across the country and answer the tough questions around them. I am here with my colleagues Murtala Abdullahi and Kunle Adebajo.
Today with Maryam, we will be discussing how rising insecurity in Northwest Nigeria has negatively affected the education sector, especially primary and secondary schools.
Over the past year, several states in Northwest and North Central Nigeria closed boarding schools to protect students from terror attacks and abductions. And according to SBM Intelligence, at least 1,409 students and 17 teachers were kidnapped from schools in the region just between March 2020 and September 2021. 16 of the victims died in the process.
My colleague Kunle Adebajo recently spent time in Katsina, Sokoto and Zamfara State to understand how the closure of schools and the general security situation has affected learning activities. Kunle, would you like to give us a summary of what you observed in the area?
Yes, thank you, Murutala. One of the first things you notice, especially in Sokoto, is that many schools have been merged. Boarding facilities have been closed and students only go to school during the day and then return home, except for schools in the state's capital or in bigger towns considered to be much safer environments. So you find one school premises hosting students and staff from as many as three other schools. There are also tons of schools in remote villages where learning is no longer possible. This is because those communities have either been deserted or continuing with schooling activities will simply put too many lives at risk.
That is really sad. So Kunle, what do you think are some of the immediate and long-term consequences? Are the facilities in those host schools enough to cater for the combined schools? And also, what is the fate of those villages that no longer have operational schools due to insecurity?
About the facilities, it actually depends on which schools you go to. Some are really big and they claim to have enough classrooms, hostels and office spaces to cover everybody. But it is obvious that in a lot of schools, what is available is just not adequate. Some of the structures are dilapidated. Students complain of inconvenient seating arrangements, the toilets are not big enough, and there is a strain on resources, such as water supply. Perhaps the saddest part of all this is that enrollment rates are falling in many schools, some by as much as 30%. It is one thing many principals admit to, and there are different reasons for this. Closing boarding schools in some communities means the students have to be sent to their hometowns. And it's hardly the case that they have access to a similar school close to them. Also, parents are saying they can no longer afford to send their children to school because terrorists have taken all they have, their money and livestock, and are also depriving them of their livelihood. The school administrators are afraid that if the trend continues, and fewer children are getting access to education, the terror groups will have more potential recruits.
That is unfortunate, you know, especially because the region has had the biggest share of Nigeria's population of out-of-school children. So it means the problem is only getting worse.
That is true, Maryam. According to UNICEF, Sokoto and Zamfara particularly have some of the worst rates of out-of-school children in the country. The government, both at the federal and state level, really need to step in and make sure the schools are safe for learning to take place, not only in the cities but also in the rural areas. We've already seen how insecurity can worsen the quality of education as well as literacy rates. Inadequate access to education can also fuel the crisis itself.
This is an episode of Human Angle Crisis Room. Thank you for listening. I am Maryam Mustafa. Join in next week for another episode. Members of our production team are Abotoko, Anthony Asemuta, and Anita Eboibe. The executive producer is Ahmed Salkida.